Most websites end in either .com, .org, .gov, or other suffixes that you're familiar with. Like for our site, for instance, you'd go to tpr.org. The .org is what's called a top-level domain, or TLD. The Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, or ICANN, is preparing to release hundreds of new top-level domains that can end in practically anything. Major Hayden is the chief security architect at Rackspace. He says pretty soon people can register web addresses that end in words like .hotel, .music, .shop, in place of .com.
You can buy a .running domain, and you could have something like peter.running. You know, if your name was Peter and you wanted people to come, you know, to your blog about running, or if it was a running shoe company, they could come by and purchase the domain. So if you got newbalance.running.
The TDLs like .com and .org are not going anywhere. They can still be registered. However, many companies could begin reserving their trademarks, such as .amazon or .pepsi, to protect their brands.
So that may cost companies a lot of extra money as they go to ensure that all these TLDs have, you know, a Walmart dot whatever it is, or, you know, something like that.
So far, only 4 new top-level domains have been released, each of which using different characters from other languages. ICANN is planning to release about 1,400 new top-level domains in the coming months. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.